Who needs R-rated movies when you have the book of Genesis? Some pretty tough readings we had there today. Killing and the envy and jealousy between brothers and the difficulties of family life. Difficulties that are very much prevalent in our own world and perhaps in our own lives. And we need to remember today the fifth commandment of our Lord, thou shalt not kill. The lack of respect for every human life, from natural conception to natural death, and to be praying for all of those who do die, because contrary to what Cain said, they are our brothers and our sisters, and we are to care for them. Our Lord's confidence in us is only going to be strong if we have love for one another, not plotting on how to hurt one another or to offend one another. And our confidence in God is only going to be strong if we truly love one another. We can see the perhaps spite that these Pharisees have for Jesus. The Pharisees came and just wanted to argue with Jesus. Were they even in love with God? It's a frightening scene, actually, because Jesus simply gets in the boat and goes away. Jesus is ready to do anything for us. But because of that spite between them and Jesus, he was not able to do anything. Because of the spite between Cain towards Abel, death came into the world. We need to watch out for this. St. John is clear. If you do not love your brother and your sister, how can you say you love God? There's no doubt that Jesus can do great things, but he waits for us to show him that love and that respect, especially in the way that we treat one another. Let us be sacrificial in our love for one another, and then the great gifts of God will be outpoured for us. Jesus shows us his great love by giving us himself in this Holy Eucharist. Let's prepare our hearts to receive him.